Hello, my name is Nasra Nazir. Today's date is 16th of April 2021. I am interviewing Mrs. Saida Farooq for Women in Work project. So, welcome Mrs. Farooq. First of all, please can you tell me your name and date of birth?
My name is Saida Farooq and my date of birth is 27th December 1953.
Thank you. And can you tell me a bit about your family circumstances, how, where you grown up and what your parents did, who was in your family, where did you live, did you always lived in Accrington, in Hyburn?
Okay. I spent my life, I was born and brought up in Pakistan, and we were three sisters and three brothers. My father was in army and my mother was a housewife. I used to go to school in Pakistan, and I did get married, and I came to live in England in 1977. My husband was living in England. He came before me. So he went back to get married, and I came to live with him in 1977.
Okay. So, did you have any education in here? And if you had any education in here, what sort of career advice did you have at school? Were you expected to go to university? Did you know any women with a career at that time?
I used to go to school and college in Pakistan. But when I came in here, I did a few courses in here. And they were part-time courses. And I used to go to attend an evening course. Evening sessions. There was a, it was a part of college, and but it was called Old Grammar School, and it was based on Blackburn Road. So evening time, you know, once I saw there was an advertise that if you want to do any bilingual courses, you can join that course. So I thought that will help me, and I joined that course, and I used to go there, and I did level 1, 2 and 3, and I passed that course. And I still remember, you know, there was a teacher who was called Mrs. Shamim Rahman. She was very nice, and she helped us a lot, you know. There were a few more students attending the same course at that time. But I haven't been to college or university in here in this country, but I used to go to college in Pakistan.
So you done a course in here, level 3 up to level 3.
Yes, I have.
So what was the course about? Can you tell me a little bit about the course? What have you learned in that course, and what was the method of delivery at that time?
That course was basically, you know, they were teaching us that if you want to do any job, you know, so because you can speak more than one language, and if you are going to get a job, this course will help you, because that was a like, you know, a bilingual kind of course. So that course helped me a lot, because I did that course, and when I applied for a job later on, I showed them my certificates for that course, and that was quite helpful, because they chose me that you have done this job, you have done this course, so at least, you know, you know something about your job role.
So this course has helped you to get into paid employment. I was going to come to that question, because this interview is about your experience at work in Hyburn in Lancashire during the 1956 to 1980. So how old were you when you started working, your first job working there?
I think I was, I would like to say I was 45, 46 years old.
So how did you get the job? Did you see an job advertisement in the newspaper, or was it word of mouth? So how did you apply? Did you complete it, an application form?
Actually, you know, I would like to say something about, because I lost my mother, and I was very depressed at home, because I used to have two sons at that time, and they were going to school. My husband used to go to work, and I was feeling very lonely and isolated at home. and I was being depressed after the death of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I thought I will go and I will ask the school, because they have some ethnic minority children and they might need somebody, because I did a course as well. So I will go and ask them. So I went to Hindman Park School, and they were very happy. They said, you know, because at that time they used to have a few children, and they don't understand their language, and they were struggling a lot to help them. So they said, you know, you are like an angel for us. If you can
mm-hmm.
come and help in the classroom, we will really appreciate your help. So I start going in there once or twice, I think twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning time, I was going and sitting in the class, and I was helping the Asian children, you know, who were struggling to understand English. So one day the head teacher, she came and she asked me that, have you got any education? And I told her that, yes, I am educated from Pakistan and I have done some courses in here as well. So she said, do you want to do a job?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I would like to do, but I haven't done any work before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, what are rules and regulations in this
mm-hmm.
country, and how can we apply and how can we go for a job. So she said to me, there is a job in our school, and
mm-hmm.
that is welfare assistant job.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, what is welfare? I don't know, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I haven't done a job. So she told me that this job is going to be in a school kitchen. And at dinner time, you know, the job is only for 1 1/4 hour
mm-hmm.
every single day. And you have to come and help the children at dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, of course, you know, I will go for that. So I start working as a welfare assistant. And then after a couple of months, there were some jobs advertised, that we need some bilingual teaching assistants in
mm-hmm.
Lancashire. So the head teacher, she said, you know, I will bring an application for you. And I said to her, I haven't filled any form before. She said, she can help me. There were a few questions I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember the name of that teacher,
mm-hmm.
Carrot McNulty, she was called.
Mm-hmm.
So she helped me to fill that form. And she said, you know, you are capable and you apply for this job.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied for that job. And I was very lucky. I was shortlisted for
mm-hmm.
that job.
Mm-hmm. So when was that? Can you remember the year or month?
I think it was in 1989, and we were being interviewed. I would like to say either it was May or June.
May or June.
1989.
Yeah. So can you remember, because you have mentioned some of the question you haven't understand in an application form. So can you remember any question, what kind of question?
There were some questions, you know, job related. Have you done this job before?
Mm-hmm.
And your experience
mm-hmm.
and these kind of things, you know, I was finding really difficult to
mm-hmm.
understand
mm-hmm.
Those questions, and your, especially, you know, experience, that
mm-hmm.
was difficult question. Because I didn't have any experience
yeah.
in any paid job.
Mm-hmm.
So then Carol McTolty, the head teacher, told me that, oh, you have got this good experience because you have done this voluntary job.
Yeah.
So we will put that as your experience in your job.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, I said that
mm-hmm.
is okay then. And there are a few more questions, I can't remember them. I can't remember, but
mm-hmm.
they were
yeah,
quite difficult.
Yeah, so describe the interview. So when you went for the interview, were you interviewed by a man? So what kind of question did they ask you in interview? Did they ask you about you are married or you have children?
Yes, I remember when I went for this interview, the interview was being done at Spring Hill Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the nursery head teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember her name. She was called Mrs. Rowe.
Mm-hmm.
And she and there was one or two other people, you know, sitting by her. So there were about 3 people who interviewed me.
Mm-hmm.
And They just asked me a little bit, you know, about my family and my education, if I have any education or any work experience. And I don't think so. The interview was difficult, as I was expecting, because that was first time and I was really nervous. I thought, you know, they might ask me very difficult questions that I can't answer. But most of their questions I understood and they were okay. And then they asked me to translate a letter. They gave me a small letter and they said that if you can translate this letter and write it as well, you know, that translation, they want to see written as well. So I looked, there was a paragraph, so I translate it and I write it down and I gave that to them.
So that was like a kind of interview activity. So did
it was maybe you know, they want to see either, you know, she can understand, she can speak, she can write Urdu
as
well.
So did they ask you to translate in Urdu?
Or Urdu, that they gave me the paragraph in English and I have to translate in front of them and write underneath and give that back to them.
Yeah, so you wrote it, the translation in Urdu underneath.
Yes.
So you were successful in the interview. So when did you find out
yes,
you were successful in the interview?
I think after a few days, you know, they informed me that you are successful, you know, and you are capable. We are choosing you for this job. And I was really pleased because at that time there were, I think they were going to employ 18 people in Lancashire. And the people who went for interview, they were 80 people. The 80 people applied for. And I was thinking, there is no chance I will be able to get that job. But when they told me, I was very, very pleased. And I thought, I am very lucky that I have got this job.
So how your family, did they support you with this job?
Yes, my my husband, he said, yes, you know, he's quite happy that I will work, because he know, you know, that I was depressed a lot. So he thought, you know, going to school and helping helping children and be, you know, involved with maybe other community members, you know, I will feel better. So he didn't stop me. He was really happy that I am going, because he was at work. My children used to go to school. And sitting alone at home, I was depressed. So my husband was quite happy.
That's good. Okay, tell me a little bit about the job itself. So what did you have to do? What was your job role?
Okay. My job was like, the job title was bilingual teaching assistant. So most of the time, because at that time, the little children, my job was with nursery children. As they start, you know, from 3 years old, when they start coming to school, they were, most of them, they were not capable to speak or understand any English. So my role was that when teacher was saying anything to them, I have to explain to them. When they were reading stories to them, I have to explain and read that story in their mother tongue, either Punjabi, Urdu, whatever they were being saying. And translating letter for school, that was my part of my job as well. I was at that time, they asked me, we are very lucky, you know, that we have got you and you can translate these letters. So any letters they were sending for parents, like, you know, for parents' evenings or for any school holidays, they were asking, the head teacher was asking me to translate that letter for her. And the teachers were asking me to write some words in Urdu as well, you know, for their notice boards. And whenever they were delivering activities for children, they were asking me to translate that in Urdu or Punjabi in their mother tongue as well.
So translating was your main job role?
Interpreting. They're both translating and interpreting.
So what sort of training did you get at the start? Did you get any training? At workplace, did you get for like health and safety training or any trainings at time?
I can't remember. I don't think so. They just told me the basic rules, you know. I don't think so there was any health, and I can't remember there was any health and safety training in that time. It could be, but I can't remember any. They just show me, you know, the school and the nursery where I was going to work, what will be my role and how will I will help. And maybe, you know, a group of children which were really struggling. I used to work most of the time with them as well. So I wasn't being given any training.
So, yes, that's fine. Yeah. So did men do the same job as you? Did they get paid the same as you? So as a teaching assistant, you said your job role
because
was teaching assistant.
Because at that time, you know, our job was... there were most of the time there were female jobs, because when they advertise bilingual jobs, they should be, but I can't remember. Where the school I used to work, I was the only female who used to work with nursery children.
So roughly what percentage of the workplace was a male, was it female?
In our school where I used to work, there were about, I would say, the head teacher was male, and there were few more male teachers, but most of them, they were female teachers.
So what happened to your first wage? How did you spend your first pay?
Actually, you know, when I did get my first page, I was first pay, I was so happy. First time I saw, you know, that, and there was something saying, you know, tax reduction and things like that. I didn't understand what was that. So I showed it to my husband, and he explained to me, you know, in this country, when you are working, you know, sometimes, you know, they take, this is the percentage, you know, they take your tax out. Mine was only very, very little, you know, they take, because my job was part-time. It was only 16 and quarter hours a week. So, but first time when, and they were giving us like, you know, wage slips, but our I keep that. I still remember, you know, I kept that wage slip on my top shelf, you know, and I showed, because my mom used to live in Pakistan, and I told my mom, this is my first wage I have received, and I was very happy. I told my children as well. I was showing them, look, first time I have worked in England. I didn't work in Pakistan, but look, you know, I am working in here. I feel really, really happy. And at that time, you know, we were getting the check, so I didn't put my check in the bank for a couple of weeks. I kept that check.
So you were that excited.
Yes.
So what was it like to work there? Did you feel treated equally to the men? Were you happy working there?
I haven't got any kind of experience, because where I was working, they all the staff were, they were all female. There was not any male staff, male staff working in there, because we were all bilinguals, and teaching assistants and the teachers, they were all female.
Okay, yeah. So did you experience what would now be considered racism, and if you have experience, how did you react at that time?
I can't remember there, you know, any, like, I would like to say that any physically or any that is that kind of racism. But once, you know, the I think one of the teaching assistant, she raised this point that she mentioned, you know, my name to head, that, you know, she is getting the equal pay like we are getting, and she has no any like, you know,
experience,
any experience or any
qualification,
like, you know, teaching assistant qualification or any nursing qualification, and she is getting the same wage. So I'm sure, you know, the head teacher said to her that you are not bilingual. Saida is a bilingual, and she is getting equal pay because she has got this, you know, this is
unique skill.
Yes, it is a different kind of unique skill. She can speak and understand more languages. So that's why you and she is getting equal pay.
So how did you react? Did you speak with that teacher, or Did you say anything or you were just quiet?
I didn't take any notice. I thought, you know, the teacher, because the head teacher who is responsible for all these things at the county council, I don't know whether she went to county council. Somebody told me that she wrote a letter to county council as well, or either the head teacher wrote the letter to county council, but they replied the same.
Same answer.
Yes.
So, was there a trade union? Did you take part in any strike action or protest?
The trade union, I think when I start this job in the beginning, I didn't see anything that there is a trade union, or just the union, I would like to say. Then after a couple of years, I received a letter. Even, you know, I remember, you know, they came in the school and they said, you know, that we are from union. And if they told us, you know, why you need to join this union, because if there is not any equal pay or, you know, anything is, if you want to complain or anything, you know, you can join the union. And I asked somebody else, and I asked my husband as well, you know, what is the benefit of joining the union? So he explained to me that where he works, he has joined a union as well, and this has recently come. So I said, yes, I will join the union. And they were only taking, I would like to say, £3 to £4 per month out of my wage. So I start, I joined that union. And I asked the teachers, you know, what is this union for? And who was the nursery head? She told me that they are starting this union because a couple of years ago, the men and women, they were not getting the same salary in this country. The women were getting less salary than the men. And she told me the year as well, you know, the women came out and they did a big campaign. They went on strike and they said, you know, that we are... why are we not getting, you know, we are working the same, and why are we not getting the equal pay? So now, you know, this union, they have made this union. And if anybody is thinking, you know, that they are not treated equally, this union can help you.
So how do you think your own experience compared to those of working women today?
I think I was finding it difficult when I start working because English was not my first language. And in these days, you know, the girls who are being born and brought up in this country, they can go in any field wherever they want to go. But I actually, you know, I was quite happy. But at that time, I was thinking that if my English was better, or if I have done a few courses or, you know, go to university level of education, I could go for a good profession because in health sector and some other, you know, jobs in this country, they are because if you have got a bilingual language, you can go for really good jobs and their salary is good as well, you know. By some people told me that bilingual people, they are getting, even they are earning a lot of money per hour as well. So I that was my thought, you know, that if I could do better than that, you know, maybe. But I really enjoyed that nursery job as well, you know. That job, I have learned a lot. That gave me really good experience. And through that job, you know, I was helping my own children as well.
So do you think as well that there were not many opportunities as well at that time?
I can't remember. Maybe there should be opportunities, but because I can't speak very good English and I haven't done any courses in this country, so I don't know. There should be some job. But I didn't see anybody, you know. When the people were looking at me, the community people, they were really... they were feeling really proud and happy. Oh, look, you know, Asian woman is in this school and she is working. And because at that time, most of the people, they don't understand any English. And especially the ladies, when they were coming to school, nothing. They don't understand anything. So they really feel happy that we have got you know this stuff, and she is explaining our feelings, and she is a bilingual as well. She understand our language. So yes, they were really happy, and I think I was feeling happy at that time that I have got this opportunity to help my community, and they are always happy. So I really like that job.
So when did you get retired? So when did you finish that job?
I finished my job in 2015, 16. I finished that
job. So how long have you worked there?
I worked for 24 years.
Long time.
In the same, yes, in the same school. And I really enjoyed working in there. There were a few more years I could work, but because, you know, I was diabetic and I was finding really difficult, because working with nursery children, it is not easy. You have to run after them, you know, you have to. I was feeling really tired. So I thought I will get early retirement. And at that time, you know, we could get early retirement. So I decided I will get early retirement. So
good number of years you worked there.
Yes, I worked there.
So, if you were a young woman today, would you have chosen a different path, and what would you have done? So, have you chosen any other profession?
I think I have. I have mentioned that if I used to have better education, I could have go. You know, I like to work in health sector because there are quite a lot of people. You know, they need help in that. In health, they need a lot of, because still, you know, and sometime I go with the ladies. I am doing this voluntary work. Sometime I am going with these ladies. Sometime they go, you know, for a specialist, in, to see a specialist, and they don't understand. And I'm helping them, you know, this is a voluntary job. I like to go with them, and sometime, you know, if they need to make an appointments, or if they need to go to see the teachers, I am still, you know, going with them. So I was thinking, if I do get opportunity, you know, I would go to health sector.
In health sector, I think that's it, And thank you for your time and sharing your experience and great memories with us. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you.